Morgan's AM, your pre-market briefing.
US equity markets retreated as investors braced for tighter monetary policy. Dow was up 138 points or 0.4%. However, the broader S&P 500 eased 0.3%. Information technology down 1.5%, the key index drag. Energy up 2.8%, sat atop the primary sector leaderboard on Friday. NASDAQ shed 1.3%. Small capitalization Russell 2000 index down 0.8%. Just a reminder that US equity and bond markets are closed on Friday for the Good Friday holiday. For the week, the Dow lost 0.3%, S&P 500 down 1.3%, and the NASDAQ underperforming with a 3.9% decline. S&P 500 and NASDAQ each snapping a three-week winning streak. US first quarter corporate earnings season kicks off this week. Reports from five big banks. JP Morgan Chase report first quarter earnings before the opening bell on Wednesday night. Citigroup, Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley and Wells Fargo will report before the markets open on Thursday night. Other notables to report quarterly earnings this week include Bed Bath & Beyond, BlackRock and Delta Airlines on Wednesday night, Dow Component, United Health Group, State Street and Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing post quarterly results on Thursday night. According to Refinitiv data, S&P 500 earnings are expected to be up 6.1% in the first quarter. However, if you strip the energy sector from that figure, the growth rate declines to 0.6%. 8 of the 11 sectors in the index expected to see an improvement in earnings relative to the first quarter of 2021. Oil and gas sector up 3.2%, led European bourses higher on Friday, lifting the pan-European Stock 600 index 1.3%. That was alongside a 1.5% gain for Germany's DAX. German digital marketplace Scout24 jumping almost 14% after media reports that buyout groups were exploring a possible takeover bid. Francis CAC with a 1.3% gain. London's FTSE 100 up 1.6% on Friday night, buoyed by a strong session for the major banks, miners and energy stocks. Vodafone Group rose 1.9%. That was following reports that it was among the potential suitors for broadband provider TalkTalk. Busy UK economic calendar tonight includes GDP figures for February, balance of trade figures for February and manufacturing and industrial production for February. Looking at the UK corporate calendar, budget carrier EasyJet released their first half result on Tuesday night. Tesco released their full year result on Wednesday night. Base metals advanced across the board on Friday. Copper added 0.2% to be trading just shy of $4.69 a pound. Elsewhere, nickel up 0.6% to $33,890 per tonne. Aluminium dipped 0.1% to $3,380 per tonne. Zinc with a 2.2% rally. Reuters reporting late last week that Trafigura and other firms are moving to take large amounts of zinc out of the London Metal Exchange approved warehouses in Asia. Just note China's CPI and PPI for March are released later today. Benchmark spot iron ore slipped 40 cents on Friday to $154.65 a metric tonne, logging a 3.25% weekly decline. Gold futures rose $7.80 or 0.4% to $1,945.60 an ounce, extending their weekly rise to 1.1%. Oil prices settled higher, but logged a second consecutive week of declines. WTI up $2.23 or 2.3% to $98.26 a barrel, pairing their weekly decline to 1.2%. Brent gained $2.20 or 2.2% to $102.78 a barrel, settling with a weekly decline of 1.5%. I note JP Morgan Chase published a note late last week observing that commodity prices have room to soar by another 40% on top of the gains in recent months, as investors could pour more money into raw materials as a hedge against the highest inflation we've seen in 40 years. The note says it's conceivable to see longer-term commodity allocations eventually rising above 1% of total financial assets globally, surpassing the previous highs seen during 2008 and 2011. US Treasury yields carved out another round of three-year highs on Friday, two-year note rate posting its biggest five-week gain in more than a decade. Investors continue to assess the Federal Reserve's likely policy path. US 10-year Treasury yields up 5.9 basis points to 2.71%. That's the highest settlement since the 5th of March, up 34 basis points last week. The two-year note yield advanced 5.6 basis points to 2.52%, up almost 9 basis points for the week. Yield on the short-dated maturity has gained 103 basis points over the past 5 weeks, largest five-week yield gain since the period that ended the 22nd of May 1987. Looking at the week ahead, Consumer Price Index for March in the US is perhaps the key release on Tuesday night, expected to top the 7.9% reported for February. A number of global central banks also hosting monetary policy meetings this week, including the Reserve Reserve Bank of New Zealand and the Bank of Canada on Wednesday and the European Central Bank on Thursday. Aussie dollar buying about 74.6 US cents.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.